Anyway, I haven't seen a real big outcry. Why is my phone going crazy like this right now? My phone acting real crazy right now. Anyway, I haven't seen that much of an outcry. Now, I'm going to go to this video right here. I'm pretty sure maybe some of y'all heard about this. All right? Somebody sent this to me a little bit earlier, but I was out. So let's check this video out if y'all haven't heard about it. All right? So let me mute my microphone. What's good, Mega? What's good, Mega? I see you, Flower, Jay, and Sylvester. All right?
Authorities in eastern Kentucky have identified two officers shot and killed while serving a warrant. Several other officers and first responders were also hurt. After officials say 49-year-old Lance Storrs opened fire on officers last night in the town of Allen. News Nation's Kelly Beeson is here now with the latest. Kelly. Ordered to be the officers killed in this incident are Captain Ralph Frazier of the Prestonburg Police Department and Deputy William Petrie of the Floyd County Sheriff's Office. Police are releasing few details about the shooting. What we do know is that authorities were attempting to serve a court-issued warrant relating to a domestic violence situation at a home in eastern Kentucky Thursday night. This when a man opened fire on authorities. Two officers were killed as well as a police canine. At least five other responders were injured. At this hour, one remains in critical condition. Now, police now have this man, as you mentioned, 49-year-old Lance Storrs in custody. He was arraigned this morning and pleaded not guilty to two counts of murder of a police officer. He was jailed on $10 million bond.
There is no justice. There is no justice. He took the lives of human beings. Those human beings have families, children, spouses, mothers, fathers. There's no justice in that.
And police have said they will ask for the death penalty in this case, Rudy Bay. Kelly, thank you.
Thank you for watching. Go to News Nation.
Okay, now before we go to the breakdown of the video, right? I'm going to play up to the leading of the shooting. I'm pretty sure some of y'all already seen the shooting already. So I'm just going to get almost to the point where the millisecond before they actually pull the trigger, even though it's on YouTube, I done looked at so many channels to see who has it on there. It's only numerous of news channels. So I'm going to be very careful on playing this video because y'all know how YouTube is, but let me go there now and just give a brief narrative on what we just saw, right? Right here. Yep, this is it right here. So we're going to go step by step, right? Until before, you know, leading to that point of him being murdered. But I just want to say this real quick, though. At the end of the day, right, as we see, they know the difference between us and them. White people, they will go all out. They will use their aggressiveness. They will shoot at police without even thinking. They know how their people are. They are willing to go all out even if their life will be taken. One thing that we can say and we can all acknowledge that if they get that right one, those white people will use their fucking guns. I was going to say arsenal, but guns on, who is calling me? Hold on. I'm live right now. All right. Sorry about that. Man, that shit just threw me off. But they know that they will use their fucking guns to shoot. Now, with us, we unarmed and we get fucking murdered. It's a sign. It's a racial sign. And at the end of the day, they doing that to restore order, to keep that white supremacy alive, to give a sign to all of the other ethnic groups, stay in line. We are the only people that helps them sustain their white supremacy, because if there was no black people, they cannot uphold their white supremacy. There will be no way they could keep that up. Everybody else is in check. It's a specific group that they really target. They target black Americans. Or I don't, if you want to call them FBA, however you want to call it. They target a specific group of people. Now, I won't say that maybe some immigrants may be sprinkled here and there in there, depending on, you know, they know who they're going after, who they're going to shoot or saw for so on, depending on the circumstances at hand. But they are looking at a particular group. The people like me and some of the people that's like you, this shit is a game to them, but it's a chess game. This is a war game, like Battleship. This is chess. This is to uphold. They are losing. Those shits really sound like gunshots, too. They are losing their army. They are losing their men. They are losing basically their lineage. Because they're not reproducing. So they have to have some kind of hold on us to show their superiority. So they have to treat us the way that... I just wish black people will really get on cold. If we could kill each other off the rip just by a color or just on some stupid shit, a motherfucker bumping you in the club, stepping on your shoe by mistake, whatever, we could kill ourselves over some the stupidest shit. If they knew the repercussions for fucking with us, they will always think twice about fucking with us, son. If they knew there would be repercussions, that's why they are very cautious when they fucking go to their own people to serve warrants, to do so off and so on, because they know, nigga, we might get a real one today. When they think about us, they don't think about motherfuckers firing back. They think about the next body under their fucking belt. Them niggas put fear in us right there. This video, that shit is about a fear tactic.
Monday, June,
and it's working. Let's break it down as I'm fucking speaking, man. I'm not going to work myself up today. But just make sure y'all hit that like while y'all in here. Please. Let's break this down as we go.
As well as an equipment violation. The driver of the vehicle refused to stop, and officers initiated a vehicle pursuit as the vehicle was nearing the East Talmadge Avenue entrance ramp.
And just looking at the chat, hold on for a second. You said it is the census that let them know their popularity was declining. Absolutely. And why you think they are letting all of the Ukrainians in? Why are you think they opening the borders? Because a lot of them always... Let's talk about the Mexicans or Hispanics. They classify themselves as white. So that helps them on the record. It helps them far as the popular, you know what I'm saying, the majority. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why they opening the floodgates, because they need all the help that they can get. All this shit is a tactic. Yes, it's for jobs and things of that nature, but it's also for to keep their genetic survival, you know? That's what it's really about. So we really have to face exactly what's going to happen to us, and it's happening right in front of our eyes. You see all those tanks that I was showing on those trains? There is a plan. I don't know exactly what those plans are. But I could fathom and think by just seeing certain things that's happening around the world while we bullshitting, I could kind of put little bits and pieces together myself. They are going to round our asses up, and I'm talking about black people. Mexicans is a part of their white supremacy, the Hispanics, all the other immigrants, but I'm talking about the Caribbeans and all that shit, because they're not going to fuck, they're not going to ruffle the feathers. We have to understand something. They're not going to fuck with us like that. They're going to fuck with us to a certain degree. You know how you fuck with people on certain levels? Like, I fuck with a nigga, I can't fuck with them around bitches because the motherfucker may act funny, but I can fuck with them going out or drinking or talking bullshit. You know, there's certain levels. Other people will fuck with us to a certain degree. But when it comes down to standing up for something, fighting for something, and then I'm talking about the system, this, that, and the third, they will leave your ass alone because they do not want their green card to be taken. And really, they don't even classify you or see you as the same. So we are outnumbered. We are all we got. So I'm telling you, the ones that's the most problem, they're going to make sure that they eradicated. I'm not going to say they're going to try to like completely obliterate us off this planet, because they need us to sustain their white supremacy. So they can't just kill us off like that. They can't just kill us all off. They're just going to beat us down till we come down to a form of compliance like the rest of the world is. They got everybody else in their pocket, y'all. Everybody else is in their pocket. Except for North Korea, it's all for so. We do little sprinkles here and there. That's in Russia. You see, they ain't fucking with Russia though. They ain't fucking with Putin. Racism exists in every ethnic group. Absolutely, it does. It exists in all ethnic groups. Let me see if anybody called in. It definitely exists in every group, but there's a reason for that. Where we get it from? There's a source to whereas why we have the color bag shit. You know what I'm saying? The paper bag test to see if you're light. If you're lighter than a motherfucking paper bag, you're good. If you're the same color, you're good. You're darker, you gotta get the fuck up out of here. It comes from a source. Not saying that there wasn't no cultures where there was some kind of, you know, I don't want to call it racial, but some differences. But these are the main people who go around the planet causing destruction and separation within justice, all the behavior that's learned. You have to be taught to be a racist. That's why all these children, all these white kids and all that shit was brought up in a home. They was taught that. They was warned earlier to stay away from people like me and you. That shit is homegrown. So there are being indoctrinated soon when they come out the womb by their own people. That is something that they have to deal with. We just have to face the consequences of that shit, what they're doing with their own people, far as breeding them and molding them to be who they are. You know what I mean? So that is, they have to work on themselves, which they're not going to do because they already indoctrinated. You know what I'm saying? That's an innate spirit in them. You know, but I'm not going to talk too much more. Let's watch this video. Let's do that, okay?
To Route 8 southbound. Approximately 40 seconds.
Let me know if there's an echo, because I'm not going to mute my mic. I'm going to talk through this. So let me know if it's echoing, please.
After the driver of the vehicle fled from the attempted stop, a sound consistent with a gunshot can be heard on the body-worn cameras of the officers. Officers notified dispatch that a shot came out of the suspect's car door.
Getting on the 8 South of Talmadge, reason for stop in traffic.
At the time of the sound, a flash of light can be seen along the driver's side of the suspect vehicle.
Now, we see the flash. I'm pretty sure some of y'all seen this shit already. All right. You see a flash or whatever that's coming out of the car. He could have been smoking a damn cigarette or a blunt as he's driving away. Who knows? I'm not trying to make light of it. But when they found the gun, they did not say that there was any kind of, what you call that shit, gunpowder on a gun, or it was still hot, or there was a projectile that's missing out of this clip. You understand what I'm saying? That the gun was fired. They still haven't to this day to determine whether this guy actually shot at them.
The vehicle pursuit continued on the expressway for several minutes, and the suspect vehicle exited onto the Archwood Avenue ramp. The pursuit proceeded through several city streets until he neared the intersection of East Wilbeth Road and Claremont Street.
You know what? Y'all give me a second. Let me look that street up too. I'm gonna do that right now. Y'all know how I be doing. Let me go to that street right now. I just thought about it. I didn't even think about it before. Let me do it now. Archwood Ave Ramp, East Wilbur Road and Claremont Street. Let me look that up right now. East, get this shit out the way. Y'all give me a second, goddammit. East Wilbur. Hold on. Should I go to, I'm going to Google Earth. I'll do Google Earth. All right. Work with me, y'all. Give me a second. It's loading up. What y'all doing tomorrow for the 4th of July, man? Y'all going to barbecues? What y'all got popping? And salute to my brother Scooby, my cousin Scooby. My homie got a new car and all that. He got the same car I had, a 2013 Nissan Maxima. So salute, man. Them cars is fly too. Fly ass cars, man. Fly shit. So salute to my cousin, man. All right. Come on, baby. All right, don't start, nigga. All right, here we go. Okay, East Wilbeth Road, Akron, Ohio. Okay, give me. Okay, now we gotta go where this parking lot at in Claremont. But damn. I see a police ramp. Hold on, let me take y'all with me. But hold on. East Wilbeth Road and Claremont Street. Okay, let me share my screen. All right. Where we at, bitch? There we go. All right, so this is the ramp. I just need to find Claremont. This is, what street is this? Oh, shit. What street is this? Somebody do me a favor, all right? Can somebody find the address for me? Who's from Akron, Ohio that's here? Claremont. Somebody find the address for me. Somebody find the address. If somebody could do me a favor in the chat, somebody please find it for me so I can put it in there, because I don't want to hold y'all too long and shit. You know, we all got ADHD. So let me continue to play the video. I will be checking in the chat. Kind of repost it so I can see it. Can somebody do me that favor, please? I will gladly appreciate you. All right, so let's continue. Now, I bring it back just a tad bit. Now, mind you, it says that he had on a ski mask. Could it be a fucking mask because of the pandemic? But they say he had a ski mask. Let's continue.
The vehicle pursuit continued on the expressway for several minutes, and the suspect vehicle exited onto the Archwood Avenue ramp. The pursuit proceeded through several city streets until he neared the intersection of East Wilbeth Road and Claremont Street. At that point, the driver slowed down and exited through the passenger side door of the moving vehicle wearing a ski mask.
Wearing a ski mask. All right, hold on, hold on. Let me look that shit up. Okay, well, normally, our people will wear a mask like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, I'm not trying to paint this guy in a negative light or anything like that. Okay, it looks like he has on a ski mask, but that's what we wear. It's almost like a fashion thing, you know what I mean? So, you know, so regardless if he had on a fucking face mask, he's running. Let's continue that. Lord have mercy.
From the vehicle on foot, turning and facing officers momentarily. He continued to run.
I'm looking for East Wilbur. I'm sorry, everybody. Y'all niggas seen this shit already, so y'all don't get mad at shit interjected. But it's East Wilbur, and Claremont Avenue. Let me do the cross streets. Fuck that. Y'all like Mike? A nut job. Yes, I am. Road. And Claremont. It's a Claremont Boulevard. Let me bring this back. Hold on. So I want us to get a good view of the surroundings, because we don't know Claremont Street, because it was very dark. So we got to get a good view of that surrounding. Google Earth. There we go. Claremont Street, Akron, Ohio. I think this is it, the street view. 1741 Claremont Avenue. Hold on, let me show you. We got this straight. Claremont Street, okay, in East Wilbur. Okay, let's see if this is it. Hold on. I will share my screen in a few seconds. I just want to make sure I'm right before I even share my fucking screen. Is this? Where's? It's Claremont Street, though. Hold on. Y'all give me a second, y'all. Street. Go back. Because it's on that road, but it's Claremont Street, not Avenue. Do they? Okay. I don't know. Let me play the video. Let me figure this out while this play. I'll do that. So I'm going to have y'all just sitting there.
Through the passenger side door of the moving vehicle wearing a ski mask. The suspect fled from the vehicle on foot, turning and facing officers momentarily. He continued to run, evading arrest. Officers attempted to safely take the suspect into custody by deploying their tasers. The deployment of tasers was unsuccessful and the suspect continued to flee on foot. As the foot chase reached the nearby parking lot, the suspect stopped and quickly turned towards the pursuing officers.
Claremont Avenue.
Officers reacted by discharging their firearms, striking the suspect.
Under visual inspection of the suspect's vehicle, a handgun, loaded magazine for a handgun, and what appears to be a gold wedding ring were observed in plain view on the driver's seat.
Body-worn cameras do not...
Wait. Maybe I don't need to see this, but I'm pretty sure they, you know, the ballistics and all of them have. What is this? Is that an empty shell casing? Is that an empty shell casing? Hold on. Wait till I'm finished. That's what that look like? That's what it looks like to me. So, I don't know, but let's get past that. It still don't give him the right to do exactly what they did because he still was unarmed.
Body-worn cameras do not provide a 360-degree or three-dimensional view. We will now play 13 body-worn camera videos.
Oh, boy. I'm going to play it, but I'm going to give y'all a warning. I told y'all, whoever that's in here, even though it's on YouTube, for some reason, like if I do certain things, I'm in trouble. So I'm going to let you hear the shots. When it leads up to it, I am going to let you just only hear the audio, and I'm not going to show it to you. Okay? But I will give y'all, here's the footnote. Here it is right here. All you have to do is go to Cleveland.com on YouTube, and this is the first video there, and y'all can watch the thing for yourself, the actual shooting. I'm going to lead up to it. Stop it. Take it off video and let you just hear the audio of the shots. That's how I'm doing it. So let's continue. I'm going to bring it back. Well, I'll leave it here.
Still westbound a little bit. We're passing Evergreen. Heading towards me. Still looks like we have some units up ahead at the intersection of Main. He's slowing down here, slowing down. Stop.
Mercy. Woo, I'm glad I did it. Right on it. Woo, hold on. Let me take it off video and let you hear the rest. God damn. How am I doing this? Woo. And it spins his fucking body, son. See that shit? Now, if y'all want to go see the actual video, like I said, y'all can leave and come back. Hopefully you come back. But go to Cleveland.com. Go to the 4-minute mark. go to the 4 minute and 20 marker. There you have it. And just bring your ass back. So I would like to hear your thoughts on that. So let me open the phone lines. The phone lines is open. All right. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. And again, I'm still trying to figure out where's the outcry, you know? What does that say to our people? What does that say to our teenagers? I don't mean the teenagers. Even grown men, we get scared too. You know what I mean? Because every time we hear a siren, we don't know. Every time we step out this motherfucking house, we don't know if we're going to make it back. Regardless if it's just walking down the street, going to the store at a certain period of time at night, certain neighborhood that you're in, if you're in a club, it's just a lot with us that we have to deal with. Nigga, our psychological trauma is real. So my point is, the shit that's happening with us, we don't feel protected as a people. I don't feel protected. I said this shit last night. I don't feel protected by my people. I don't feel protected. I just feel good with my people when black people's on a good vibe and we together. That's an unbelievable vibe, y'all. When we get together and it's a good vibe. I mean, like almost like a family reunion vibe, even though I've never been to a family reunion. I missed one in Baltimore some years back, but anyway, in Maryland, I mean. But like once we have that vibe, when we on a call out, there's no other feeling like our love for one another and all that. But we don't protect each other. I don't feel protected around my brothers and sisters. Do y'all feel protected? Like I said, these niggas know who to fuck with. They know who to put fear in. John Henry Clark said we are pointing the guns in the wrong direction. And I'm talking about just for self-defense. Why the fuck you think motherfuckers? Yo, all this. Let me chuck myself, because I have a lot of respect for the Nation of Islam. A lot of respect. Shout out to Benjamin X, young dude. They brought hundreds of acres of land in Georgia, I believe. And he already built in a community already. So with the next span of a year or two or 5 years from now, like, it will be so much businesses going on down there. So salute to the Nation of Islam, because they did a lot for black men, cleaned a lot of black men up. So rest in peace to the honorable Elijah Muhammad. Absolutely. So I'm going to have to give my respect when respect is due. But when Malcolm was around, he done brought so much revenue to that organization. You preaching, you taught a young Malcolm who was a hustler, pimp, gang member, not gang member, but a street thug, whatever you want to call him, all of those things. You cleaned them up and you showed them why are we thinking the way we are. You know, you talk about the evils of a specific people who was not blessed with melanin. That is basically creating this atmosphere for you to be the way you are, to have these fucked up living conditions, to have you your family strung out on alcoholics and heroin and soft and so on, creating this economical decline for your all of those things. So will you instill all of that in him, and a light bulb go over his head? I'm drawing out my point. I don't care, because I want to make it make sense. And he got to a point where this is about self-defense. Now he's military-minded. Like, yo, you hit me, I'm fucking you up. You know? I was going to say something a little negative, but I'll be a man and just sweep that under the rug. But this man, it's all about, I refer to him because it's when I say about, they know why they target us. If they knew that we would retaliate back, these white police would definitely, you know, be cautious on fucking with us, you know? So I'm telling my people, like, respond in self-defense, though. So that's what I was meaning when I equated Malcolm X, because it was all about not go out there and kill white people. Don't go out there and start hurting these people. No, that was never his mindset. His mindset was on self-defense. If your life is in danger, if a two-legged dog or four-legged dog comes to kill you, harm you and your family, you got to take them motherfuckers down, because evidently they're here to take you out. You understand? So, but at the end of the day, the dude... Let me play the video if some of y'all haven't seen it yet, because some of y'all just came in, but I'm pretty sure y'all have. Where's my YouTube? Where's that other YouTube video? I'm going to bring it back. And this shit is not in the news blowing up like that. This is not in the motherfucking news. This shit here. I played it earlier, but I'm going to play it because it's enough of y'all in here now. So this happened, what? Damn near the same day that happened in Akron, Ohio, or a day or two after? Come on, son.
Authorities in eastern Kentucky have identified two officers shot and killed while serving a warrant. Several other officers and first responders were also hurt. After officials say 49-year-old Lance Storrs opened fire on officers last night in the town of Allen. News Nation's Kelly Beeson is here now with the latest. Kelly. Ordered to obey the officers killed in this incident are Captain Ralph Frazier of the Preston Burke Police Department and Deputy William Petrie of the Floyd County Sheriff's Office. Police are releasing few details about the shooting. What we do know is that authorities were attempting to serve a court-issued warrant relating to a domestic violence situation at a home in eastern Kentucky Thursday night. This when a man opened fire on authorities. Two officers were killed, as well as the police canine. At least five other responders were injured. At this hour, one remains in critical condition. Yeah. Police now have this man, as you mentioned, 49-year-old Lance Storrs, in custody. He was arraigned this morning and pleaded not guilty to two counts of murder of a police officer. He was jailed on $10 million bond.
There is no justice. There is no justice. He took the last...
Anyway, I don't, you know, I'm not going to say I don't care, but I ain't trying to hear all that shit. You see that shit, right? They know these motherfuckers pop the fuck off. They more scared of us running. Nigga, we running. How the fuck? It has to be something that they hate us. It's a racial fucking thing. It's a innate hate for our fucking hue. If I'm running, why are you killing me? Because I am running a fucking way, nigga. There's plenty of occasions, my nigga, where it wasn't a gun in a car. A person was just fucking running away and police just aired the motherfucker out, man. It is a reason for that. Our shit is so minuscule compared to these white motherfuckers who will literally shoot and kill these officers. These fucking officers have more to worry about their own people than us. They just don't like us. They're not scared. They're not fear for their life. They studied us. They know we're not going to really shoot back at y'all. They know they mentally shooking us up to us. Every time we see a white or blue light, we fucking... on point, scared and shit like that. So they keep the, you understand what I'm saying? They studied us. So they just wait for any little wrong gesture or movement just to fucking kill us and say that their life was in danger when in fact it wasn't. They are not scared of us when they have that gun. When they are a policeman, I'm talking about policemen, law enforcement, they are not scared. They probably have that little fear. I'm going to say there's not a mixture of fear. But it's more of revenge. It's more of I could get away with it. It's more of you get what I'm saying? I would like to know your thoughts, yo. I see you in the building. God damn it. I'll try to pronounce your name. Cashon's Boutique. Shout out to Cashon's Boutique, love. You know what I mean? And again, and I'm going to do this even though, you know, let me, do I still have it? Let me see if I still have it. I'm still going to show you love. True Love, is it still here? Let me see if I still got it. Hold on. Fuck it, let's do it.
Peace, everybody. This is All Vital Access Media, y'all. Now, ladies, summertime is almost here. And I know y'all want to go to the pool or go to the beach with your BFFs and all that, do it up, get to have a drink on, and enjoy life, right? Well, you can get some sexy-looking swimwear from Kajon's Boutique at www.kajon.com with unbeatable prices and sizes from petite to obese. Look, I'm just playing. But she does have sizes from extra small to 5X. Now, for the ones who feel like they can't squeeze their ass up in there, look, she has up to 5X. Now, that should be big enough, right? But anywho, let's continue. Go to www.kajon.com, plus it's free shipping. Yes, I said it right. Free shipping on all orders. And you're getting quality clothing material. And you're getting a bang for your buck. The link is in the description box below. Patronize, spend your money. www.kajon.com.
Yeah, so definitely go to that and put in, what is it, Mike Larry. And you'll get 20% off. The prices is good. She got some, she sent me some shit the other, like a couple of weeks ago. The black and white shit that go around, the, like the breast part or whatever, the top. That shit is ill. She got some nice shit up there. So y'all go check that shit out, man. Real talk. Y'all check it out. Put your site up again, Kajon's, or put your link, throw your link up in there so they can go right to it, because I don't have it in my description box. But I definitely would like to hear y'all thoughts on the situation. The number is right there on the screen if you can see it. 319-527-6193. And let me share my screen. Let's go to the scene. Damn, that's a bar. Let me share my screen and go to the scene, nigga. Okay? Let's get it. So this is actually... I hate when this happens. How about I do that? Motherfucker. This is the scene right here. Because this is the parking lot, as you see. So this is actually... it, this is where this man was murdered. Literally right, I'm not sure. But it's here. In this area. Coming from that highway. Which is, if I'm not mistaken, it's down there somewhere. So I'm never going to travel down there. Okay. So it's right there. Yeah, so this is actually the crime scene. And they still haven't said anything about whether the gun was fired. But again, you know what? I'm not going to go through the ballistics. You said, let's hear from our Aboriginal men. Yeah, I want to hear what y'all have to say. Somebody, do y'all want to talk or what's up? I would like to know y'all thoughts, you know, because at the end of the day, this is just really just to put fear. This is a sign of hate. That's really what it is. I don't know how more intricate or detailed it should be. This is just signs from us to learn from, and what we need to just, we have to come up with a strategy. And sometimes we can't just always go on the internet and tell and give our strategies out and you know what I mean? But this is a good platform to reach our people and to deal with like-minded people, because everybody ain't going to think the same. You can't save everybody and everybody can't come. So at the end of the day, we have to look at these moments, these situations. This nigga shot him up 60 times. Did y'all even go look at the video? Did y'all even look at it when they shot him up? They spent his fucking body. His body is unrecognizable. Unrecognizable. All because of a fucking traffic stop. So we can die during a traffic stop. I forgot the guy's name. He said that I am a licensed gun carrier and it's in the car. The officer said to get, what did he say, like to get the gun or some shit like that? He said he was going to get his wallet to show that he have a license for the gun. He was reluctant to reach for his fucking wallet. The police persist while screaming, and he was Hispanic as well. If I'm not mistaken, for Philando Castile, he was reluctant to do it because of the anger and the fear that he had, because this officer has a gun and he's abiding by the rules. I am a licensed carrier. I have my gun concealed. I think he said it's in a glove compartment or something to that nature. It's been a minute. I can, you know, my ID, I'm paraphrasing all this shit. He don't want to show the ID because if he reach for it, he's going to die. But the officer holding his gun, screaming hysterically, forcing him to reach for a fucking wallet that he know exactly he was about to reach for, and killed him in front of his wife and his child. And this nigga home eating burritos right now. He's eating a jalapeno sandwich at this moment. I ain't trying to be funny because this shit ain't funny. And this nigga in the ground, wife is a widow, child is fatherless. That's the nature to our story. I want to play this song. I want to find a way, I'm going to play it because it just came to my head because I wanted to say a lyric to it, but I'd rather play it. Hopefully this shit is not, hopefully y'all can hear it and it's not all, I gotta make some new music. A lot of people telling me I need to make some more music, and I really need to, because I need to put that shit on Spotify and TuneCore and shit like that too, man. And, you know, shit like that, man. But I want to play this shit. All right. Hopefully the sound is good, so let me know. Shit. I'm going to play it any fucking way. It's my shit, though. Hopefully you enjoy it. Let me know. Hopefully.
Picture slaves just singing, just wading in the water. On that Turner just plotting, cause he ain't taking orders. A male slave watching master rage from his daughter. It does nothing, man. Fucking some pages over revenge. It's best served cold right in my soul. We should start kicking ass right in his soul. I'm grabbing my pen, the color is red. Where every stroke is the blood of my people that was hung for every rope. Revenge. Throw these cops, they should fear life. This betrayed by mom, especially to man rights. No justice, these cops keep getting spare right.
The world's watching for shit, they don't care right.
This country still won't apologize. See us killed on TV, leave our kids traumatized. Somebody got to die cause our people colonized. We cut these fuckers' heads like a samurai. Man, this shit flaky like a Tucson. We should start revolting like a Tucson. Equal rights, we supposed to have it. Know why we act this way, cause that disorder is so post-traumatic. My ancestors hanging, looking at strange fruit. This shit hit me harder, harder than being moved. Kids in my hospital, slaves running the slave booths. Picking pistols, staring at gray goose. And we God's children, and yes, it's evident. Because of the sun, oh yes, we have a sin. God the merciful, yes, the beneficent. God created man in his image, and he had melanin, right?
Hey. Can I ask y'all a question? How did this sound? Because I think I might have to put that on. I'm going to have to download it to YouTube so it can sound more clearer. I'm pretty sure that the air, how it sounded, was kind of fucked up. It was good. Well, I said the world's watching for shit. They don't care. Right. The world is watching this. Nobody give a fuck. Not even us. I mean, we care to do the little, you know, small little protest, and it's back to the same shit. You know, I don't know. I really don't know. I would like to hear some other perspectives. Okay. I would definitely like to hear some other perspectives. So since y'all not calling, I will just look at, let me see what y'all writing in here. No, he's sitting home with his boys in blue laughing about his most recent kill. Exactly. These motherfuckers probably be betting how many motherfucking bodies they're going to have throughout the year. Banking on the shit and then on and get paid for it. All of those officers is on paid leave. The shit is on paid leave. So maybe these motherfuckers didn't want to work. We going to catch us a nigger tonight. It's the same old shit. It's just a modern day. We going to catch us a nigger tonight. We going to lynch a nigger tonight. They fucking rope is the bullets. So this shit is just fucked up, man. This shit is crazy. You see what else y'all saying in this motherfucker? Us to go on the defense or do nothing. Yeah, man. About a year ago, the Supreme Court ruled okay for black people to run from these gangs. Already knew this was going to, this was a death sentence. We must go on the offense. What does that look like for they expect? This shit is crazy. Thank you for that, Mendoza. This is how they killed our men in front of their families in slavery. They are taught by the ancestors to hunt us down like they did when the police were the first slave catchers. It's the same shit. Absolutely. That's the same shit. The cops are part of the KKK. The first, you already know, the first form of police was the slave catchers. So that badge, when we see badges, that shit triggers something. That's something in the DNA. When we see that shit triggers something. It triggers a fear. It triggers that we be cautious, be leery, be ready to fucking run if need be. You know what I'm saying? Because when it catches, things happen. Did y'all see the shit where, I forgot what town it was, but it was the dude that they locked up, put him back in the police car. And mind you, it was an Oriental who was driving the police truck. And he slammed on the brakes. They didn't have a seatbelt on him. And the kid, do I have it? Let me see. Let's scroll through my Instagram as well. All right. Hold on. Yeah, but this is the scene, y'all. So I'm about to get off this scene. So this is where he was murdered at. Literally somewhere in this area. Whatever, somewhere here. She rolled up. Right over here, boom, ran through there. Yeah, I'm gonna stay around here. Yep, around this area. So this is the area where he was murdered. And yeah. God bless. Rest in peace. So we're gonna talk about a few things. I'm gonna talk about this weird ass shit. Weirdo ass, yo. And look at this. Forgot.
Hey, y'all popping up everywhere today, huh?
Damn, that shit loud as fuck.
Hey, what's the name of bathroom, man? What's the name of bathroom, dude?
2207.
What about you? Now, why did he have your gun out on that dude, man? Just asking the question, man. Don't do that no more, man. You do, you too, man. You too, man.
So that's the shit that we deal with. And they say we complain a lot. They wonder why we damn near schizophrenic. why we impulsive, why we have attitude fucking problems. This is shit that we got to deal with. I'm not playing it. Again, if y'all want to see that video, go to cleveland.com on YouTube and you can see the whole footage of him being shot 60 fucking times. That shit, they riddle his ass up from the head to toe. They Swiss cheese this guy, man, like a fucking fishnet, man. All them holes in him, like a fucking colander. Those who don't know, that's the real, the official name for a goddamn strainer. The plastic strainer and shit like that. But any fucking who. That's the shit that we deal with, okay? I was looking for something. Hold on. I'm going to try to see it, though. And I kind of forgot, but when I see it, I stop on it. I don't know. Y'all Jamaican motherfuckers, man. Y'all niggas, y'all some crazy motherfuckers, man, with that dancing, man. I don't know how. Nigga. Mm-mm. Balls made of steel, son. And look at the crazy shit. You see all of this, right? You see how much stuff we are bombarded with, all the shit that's going on in the world? And as you see, as I'm going down, that's old stuff, right? And the more you go up is new. But as you still go up, all the stuff that was really fucked up, we tend to forget about it. It's like out of sight, out of mind that fast, because there's always some shit going on in the world. It's every fucking day we are bombarded by so much negativity. So much shit that's going on in the world. Am I correct? Can I get a check? So, can I get an amen in this motherfucker or something? Y'all, is this real, son? It's always something going on. I think I can't find it. I don't want to keep scrolling and stuff like that. But, what is this? Anyway, look at this crazy shit, man. Look at this. Look at this. A 17-year-old Baltimore teen convicted of rape and murder of his 83-year-old neighbor while he was helping her with chores around the house. Crime took place when he was 14 years old. Somebody gonna murk that nigga in there. Yeah, man, but I would like to. That nigga crazy. Two officers. This shit was funny though. Them niggas trying to make them quotas, boy. I'm telling you, these niggas are stealing each other's tickets. Ain't that a bitch? Because you have to come up with a certain amount of tickets. A lot of things has to be done before that quota is made up. That's how they get their funding. This is how, you know what I'm saying? So why you think they really target us the way they do? Why you think even a part of their mentality, they have to harass? They're not here to protect and serve. They are here to grab and harass. Grab and harass, man. So a lot of these niggas got to make those quotas, got to come up with a certain amount of tickets, and they have to go to a certain area where the most tickets you can get. You know what I mean? The most arrests that you can make. You have to go to these impoverished areas, these low-income areas. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know exactly what it is. I tell you this, I don't know what the fuck is going on here, but I want to know where their father's at. I don't know what's up with this generation, but y'all niggas need help. A lot of sweet booty bandits out here. These little fucking juice, peanut butter, booty juice ass niggas. I don't know what's up with this. They just letting it all out, eating sausages, just. That shit just smacking all over his face. Niggas pouring water. It's nothing but... It's a sausage party. That whole shit probably smell like weed and ass. Weed and shit. Okay? These niggas is crazy, son. Really crazy. I want to... one woman come for it. Airbnb, yeah, y'all be safe with that. I want to play this.
Another Blacktown massacre.
1976, over 100 white men decided to attack 30 black National Guardsmen. Only killing two as they tried to escape. Later on that night, the red shirts,
also members of the Democratic Party,
tortured and murdered about four black militiamen. Now, even though 90 white men were apprehended, not a single one was prosecuted. Once again, I'd now like to formally welcome you to the Hamburg Massacre of 1876. Now, leader of the Red Shirts, known for causing the majority of all these massacres, was none other than Benjamin Ryan Tilden. He was so racist that they later made him governor. While he was in office, South Carolina had the most lynchings they ever had in their lifetime. He also came up with South Carolina's 1895 Constitution, which disenfranchised many of the indigenous so-called black people and many poor whites. But it also ensured white Democratic Party rule for the next six decades, all the way into the 20th century. Now, it's no accident that you're seeing my content. Most likely, you're probably tired of the bullshit history that you're feeding you. So you just keep on right on tuning in to me, and we're going to run through all of these, and we're going to get a real clear picture of what the hell done happened. All right, Wilmington, North Carolina coming up.
Wilmington, North Carolina, motherfucking line. So this, we've been going through this for a long fucking time. We've been with some innate hate people. So we got to just understand the climate. You know, understand the climate. We have to understand the type of energy that we're dealing with. We still not a free people. We never been free. We just have limited liberties. Liberties. We have a little bit of liberty, but there's a glass ceiling. There's a barrier there. It's like, you know, if you try to like the ionosphere outside the earth, this, you know, you have to really pierce through that to get into space, even though they say that you can't get out there, however the theories are. But there is a ceiling there. We can go to the club. We can work. We can put money in the bank. All of those little liberties, but it's but so far we can go. And the more high up, the more targeted we are, you know? So we still under the foot of white supremacy. We are the stool that they step on to stay supreme, and they use us, and we are the, like I said earlier, we are the people that help them sustain their power. It's like we are the people that they pick on. We always been that way. We are the face of what not to be. They don't, even though they know what these people have done to other people's countries and their ancestors and things in that nature, they don't want to be treated like how we are treated. So they're not going to cause a threat. They going to become them and not want to be treated like a nigga. So everybody's against us at the end of the day. We are in this alone. And we always have been in this alone. If the playing field has changed, if it was on the other foot, all the other ethnic groups will be on our side as well. You understand what I'm saying? They are dealing and going with who has the power. They still have power. They still have that power. That supreme power. Economical power. Academic power. So forth and so on. All levels. You know, so either we're going to stop them, you know, come from out of this shit or do something about it. We are always going to be the face of what not to be. We have so much potential. Everybody steals from us. Everybody learns from us, even under the foot of white supremacy, under being hated by each and last ethnic group on the planet who still gravitate towards us because of the mega influence that we have. And I'm not just talking about entertainment. We did so much. So we are a miracle people, but we are mentally, psychologically damaged to get it together. When shit hits home, then we wake up. That's when we wake up. We don't really give a fuck. Momentarily of giving a fuck. We give a fuck momentarily. It's fucked up what happened. Da 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 da. All right. That's it. We have to think about a code that we need to share. If one of us is fucked up, we all fucked up. Let's help that person out. We don't have that mentality. I won't say all of us, but the majority of us. I can't cast a wide net, but I can say for sure that a lot of our people don't care about our people. It's all about their self-preservation. Not even saying that's a bad thing, but we just don't have a code. We'll do for self. You know, it's just crazy. You know, let me look in the chat and see what's being said. They are scared for their life with a gun and a vest on. It do start with us. Yeah, it has to start with us. And the signs are there. We see the signs every day. They let us know every single day that, nigga, you better stay in your place. Every day, nigger, stay in your place. All of those are signs. They have backup. They have legal backing. They have the system to back them up. They have legal constitutional rights to shoot and kill your ass. But these white people, they go by the constitution of having a constitutional right to bear arms. And they will literally barricade themselves in a house and kill each and last police come up in there and then turn themselves in and live to tell a story. We can't even do nothing even remotely close. So when they understand there's repercussions and consequences for doing something to a certain kind of people, they would think twice. If they would take their pension, if they hit them where it hurts, if they kick them off the force, no retirement plan, no paid leave, something that's just really going to hit them in the pockets. That's going to hit them where it hurts because money and pensions and 401k, all that is what people was working for, to have something to fall back on. You know, even a 401k, that shit goes into the stock market. So they playing with your money right there. So it's a whole fucking game. But at the end of the day, once you start hitting these motherfuckers in the pockets where it hurt, then maybe these motherfuckers will chill the fuck out. You know, so this shit is deep rooted, fam. So ask any people other than white people, any other person from any and every ethnic group on the planet, do you want to be treated like a black man? And see what the answer is. Nobody wants to be like us. I mean, want to be treated like us. They want to act, steal, copy, apply, utilize, use as a stepping stool, but do not want to be treated like a black man. And hardly want you even to be around, and that is your whole fucking swag, your whole culture. Your whole culture is in them. Copy them, paste, and don't even want you around. But I got your whole swag. I got your whole culture packed down. You know? We have to just wake the fuck up, fam. Mike, I'm taking a break off of here. People's mindset is off. They care about stupid shit instead of important shit. Thank God for you because you stand up for the cause. Hey, man, this is me. But at the end of the day, it comes with its own repercussions too, you know? You know? So, yeah, we have to destroy and rebuild. You know, have to destroy and rebuild. Unlearn and then relearn. We have to relearn some shit. You know? It's deep rooted. It's real psychological. You know? We have a real psychological problem. That is psychological. If we can't get on code, that's a psychological issue right there. There's many layers to our people. There's many, many, many layers that has to be fixed. You know? Without grants, without armory, without resources, they cannot survive. No human can. Yeah, that's true. Do anybody want to call in? Because I think I'm about to just get up out of here. Again, I mean, if y'all would like to show some love to the platform, that'd be great. Please make sure you hit the like button. I don't think I'm going to keep this live up. Even though I still didn't play the video, I'm still kind of cautious of YouTube, and I don't want to take no chances. You know, damn, I don't want to take no chances. Even though I didn't even play the video, I don't know. I'll probably put it on private. I'm not sure, but I don't want to risk it because I've been, nigga, only if y'all knew. Only if you know. The black, bang, bang. I think somebody did hang up. If you was on the line, I didn't see you because I'm on a different screen. Oh, my God. Here we go. What you want, Uncle Charles?
Mike, let me explain something to you, Mike. You're doing a hell of a job, but we're going to be serious tonight, baby. Let me tell y'all something. If y'all don't know anything, I'm talking to my people now. If y'all don't know anything, y'all need to pull up this song called Wake Up Everybody That's No More Sleeping in Bed. The world ain't going to get no better. Kelly Pendergrass. Listen to that song. But if you don't know that, listen to the song called Oh, the Tumbling Weeds. That's why they're killing you. The weeds will keep on blowing down the street. Wake the fuck up. Wake up. Now, we got two police officers just got killed in Alabama. One got shot in the head. He dead. I watched them wheel him through the hospital. So if you want to know where the suspect at, he's in jail. And they already don't gave him his first meal. You don't get that opportunity. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget where you come from. Here's a family, Mike, that moved into a white neighborhood. The mother is a teacher. The daddy worked at a company, and two little kids, a boy and a girl, they moved in. They feel like they worked hard. They deserve a new house. All white neighborhood, right? The white people came on, hey, my name is Sean, this is Stacy. We want to welcome you to the neighborhood. Welcome to your, welcome to our neighborhood. We glad to hear. Gave him a housewarming gift. And the black family woke up the next morning and looked at their woman, and them motherfuckers was moving. See, you have to understand, I don't give a damn how much money you get or who you are. You still a nigga to these white folks. You still a nigga to them. You keep on skinning and grinning with them. And let me tell you something, I feel a black woman out here, she's just falling all down on the ground. Whatever that white officer saying, get out that the man's face. You know why? Because tonight he might blow your son's head off. He might blow his fucking head off. Stop skinning and grinning with them. They don't want you in their neighborhood. They don't want you working in a hospital. They don't want you doing shit. They don't even want your ass to breathe. Yep. Let me say this, Mike. Those Koreans that got killed in Atlanta at the massage parlor, which ain't nothing but prostitute brothels. That's all it is. White boy went in there and chopped off. And all of a sudden, this wrinkled deep ass, old ass plug dick that K-State up was on a bike. I ain't never seen a motherfucker fall on a bike and it ain't moving. But he did. Let me tell you something. This motherfucker went right into the White House office, and you know what he did? He signed an anti-Asian bill. Well, where's the African-American anti-bill? Since we the one getting the fucking, since we the one getting the bullet in the fucking noodle, why I deal it? Or you get the George Floyd? Oh, that don't fucking count. Because when you put white and black on water fountains, how the fuck you gonna tell me that's different when the goddamn thing tastes like water? How the hell you gonna tell me that? Black people, if you don't start protecting one another, loving one another, and protecting us and our children, we ain't gonna make it, y'all. This guy got shot that many times. This many times, and your motherfucking ass can't show the video? Mm-hmm. Really? And then you're gonna run your ass out here, Al Sharpton. And by the way, Al Sharpton, what's your Al is? Al, whatever diet you on, that Bohemian diet, nigga, it's working. And then you're gonna get crispy being crunk. So all they coming down there to do is get their pockets filled. So I'm glad what the family did. They went and got two white folks. They will get justice, and they will get their money. I keep telling y'all, because you get money and move to a white neighborhood, that don't mean you made it. You get black folks a day burned in their fucking yard, y'all. Wake the fuck up. We need to protect our women, our children. And that means, I'm going to say this, Mike, nigga, if that means you got to die, nigga, then so be it. Okay, because them two ugly-ass white women that was on that motherfucking elevator, you going to get on the elevator? I'm like, hell no. Well, you going to go them steps, a long step. I don't give a damn if them steps lead up to heaven. I ain't getting on that motherfucker with you. Because you'll never say I did nothing to you. See, this ain't driving, honey. Okay, I ain't Martin Freeman with his coon ass. It's what it is. It ain't what it's supposed to be. People, black people, stand up. Stand up. And these music artists, these rappers, they ask Young Thug, what do you think about young black men getting killed? He said, no, I ain't worried about that. You know, we making money. And where's that nigga at now? In jail. Uh-huh. Crying. Bitching up like a little bitch. And now he want his mama. Nigga, you didn't want your mama when you was out there had your sister dancing around you with no clothes on. You didn't ask for your mama then, did you, nigga? You didn't do that then, did you? But now you begging for mama and anybody that'll help you. I hope you stay where you at because you thought some white folks loved you. They don't love you. And people saying, oh, all white people, maybe so. All white people are not racist. And they're not. But nigga, when the bus pull up, you won't be on it. If you don't believe me, look at the movie Hotel Rwanda. When that guy was that guy that ran the hotel, he had a friend at UN. He said, hey, your country is getting tore up. I'm going to send a bus to get your family out. They niggas in there dancing. Da, 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 da. And the bus showed up, and they went out that South Bay, and it was three busloads of white folks. The bus, you won't be able to bus. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Protect your neighborhood. Back then, community, let me tell you what a community is, y'all. A community is when you control your police, your news. That's when you got a community. Protect your community, love your women, and protect your children. That's all I got to say, player.
Hey, man. Thank you for calling, Uncle Charles.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Absolutely right. That's a fucking fact. I remember when I was going to this when I was living in Jersey. This when I had the truck, so I stopped at this store to get some change to put some gas in the truck, and I got Amari in the back seat. So he could, I ain't put the child lock on. So the matter of fact, it was hot. I had the windows down, and as I'm going to the ATM, I see a police get out of his car and walk to my car. And I really didn't pay no mind, this, that, and third. But he was standing there for a long time. So I said, hey, hurry fuck up, get this fucking $20. And I got to pay the guy at the damn counter to have him pay for, take the gas. Because if you use the card, they hold $50 and shit. So I'm like, nah, let me take this $20 out and go to the fucking, to the cashier. Anyway, so I get to the car and I'm walking. The cop, he didn't even say nothing to me. He just looked and walked towards his car. And I'm like, yo, Amari, you sold it to him? He's like, yeah. So I look at the cop. He got his shades on. He looking at me while he's sitting in his car. I go in the car, roll the windows up, cut the air conditioner on. I'm like, what did that cop say to you? Because he was standing there for a minute. He was like, He asked me your name. I was like, what did you tell him? And he said my full name because, he would say my full name. You know what I'm saying? So he gave the officer my real name. And the guy was sitting there, so he probably was checking my shit. See how fucked up these motherfuckers are? My license was fucked up. But if I was too legit to quit, if I was legit, I would have got out that car. I would have cursed his ass out. Like, my impulse, my anger wouldn't give a fuck. That's how my attitude is. I don't give a fuck. If I'm ticked, I'm ticked. But I was ready to get the fuck out that car and walk to that fucking officer. Why the fuck is you asking my son who the fuck am I? I don't got no fucking warrants. No. Why the fuck is you speaking to a little fucking child asking me what the fuck my name is? Like, I was hot, but I was like, I'm not going to do it. Jumped on that highway and went to Brooklyn because I had some shit to take care of that morning. That's why I don't let my fucking kids, I used to always tell Amari, like me and him to be around, I'm taking them in somewhere and stuff like that, and police to be around, or they say, hey, little fella, I'll would pull him and walk fast. So he don't have to say anything to him. I'm not going to let my child speak to no fucking white policeman, no policeman, and specifically Caucasians for the simple fact, yeah, they're not a threat to you when they fucking 2 years old. They are cute and cuddly when they fucking 3 to 4 to 5, 6, 7 years old. But what about that same officer who said hi to my son? Hey, little fella, when he was fucking 4 years old, could be the motherfucking guy who shoots him in the back of his fucking head when he turns 17. Fuck you. I don't let my kids talk to these motherfuckers. They don't feel threatened. He's not a threat. Keep that shit in mind. I'm not saying all police is bad, but nah, man, we just going by the consensus say, the statistics say, shows, yeah, motherfuckers can't be trusted. Don't say shit to my fucking kids. Like, I was really stern on that. I ain't let my son, even though my son was saying, hey, I would, like, the police would see that I don't want my son talking to them. Don't fucking talk to my fucking son. Word up. So it's real like that. Anybody else want to call in? Always remember that. They can't arrest you for not having your, telling your son don't speak to them. So don't research the spending clause. See what the fuck you're talking about. The spending clause. Let me see. spending clause. The spending clause authorized Congress to raise taxes and spend money to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and the general welfare of the United States. These words cannot possibly justify the modern doctrine that the term general welfare authorized Congress to spend money for virtually any purpose. Yeah. Who's retained to the general welfare clause and uniformity clause. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1 of the United States Constitution grants the federal government of the United States its power of taxation. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. Well, I guess I'll play this and then I'll get out of here, y'all. Come on, bitch.
So the whole world is basically bashing me right now because I'm the baby mama who was upset at her baby daddy because he only decided to give his child McDonald's and not the rest of my other three kids. I have four kids. You knew the situation when you dated me. Our child is the youngest child. So keep that in mind before y'all make me the villain. That means all my other kids knew him. He was buying the McDonald's when we were together. My kids have to go through a transition of our breakup as well. Like, yeah, me and you broke up, but my kids got to feel it too. So now my kids have to see only one of their siblings get McDonald's and not the rest of them. And they know it's coming from you because, of course, like me and you used to be together. They used to see you. You used to do it for them. But now you don't want to do that for them anymore. Like, to me, that's petty. That's petty. Like, it's not fair. Like, you're not going to give one child McDonald's and not all the other kids McDonald's. Like, I'm not going. And then on top of that, you mean to tell me you can dib and dab and want to do it sometimes, but yet you can't feed all my other kids McDonald's, though? That's what you mean to tell me? Like, I'm not going for that. I'm going to stand on what I said, and I don't care what everybody else has to say about it. Y'all could judge me. Oh, well, I could be the villain, but I said what I said. Like, if you can't bring everybody McDonald's, then can't nobody have McDonald's then. Period.
I always meant to speak on this, but I'm going to play devil's advocate just a little bit. Right, go cook a meal. You know what I mean? Look, she got four kids all together. Bitch, I'm pretty sure that EBT card is like $500 to $600 a month that's coming on your card, bitch. $1,100 a month. Bitch, buy some chopped meat, okay? Cut up some onions and get some cheese and some bread, mayonnaise, and ketchup, bitch, and give it to them goddamn kids. Splice some goddamn potatoes up. Put in some hot-ass oil, make some home motherfucking made McDonald's, bitch. Okay? But I'll play a little devil's advocate. Just a smidget. I can kind of get it just a tad bit. A smidget, and I'll tell you why. If you was with that person and, you know, like you will buy things for, you know, all the kids and shit like that. But when you break up, I'll say this. You shouldn't treat the other kids different if you're not messing with the child's mother anymore or whatever the case may be. I will consider that kind of effed up too. I will kind of consider that fucked up. You understand what I'm saying? So I get that. But if you making this a priority, like I can't bring my son something to fucking eat, where they daddy's at, bitch? Why the fuck you can't have their daddies or their dad to do the same fucking thing? I know every time I spend my money, I shouldn't have to motherfucking spend it on your other three fucking kids either. Them fucking eyelashes. Do you see them fucking eyelashes, son? Bitch. Do you see that shit? Her makeup game is trash. Her hair game is not on fleek. She got a fucking toothbrush. What you call that shit? Brittle, well, the fuck you call that shit? Brushes on her shit. Like, she just look horrible. If she wasn't, she should have spent that money for her eyebrows on some fucking food. This fucking wig probably costs $300-something fucking dollars. Bitch, buy some food. Bitch, you on welfare. Buy some food. I don't think no man should fucking, should have to come out of his pocket to spend on no other man's children when they already have a father. Their father should be doing the same motherfucking thing. Plain and simple. You know, so a lot of our people, our mindset is backwards. And this is how this meme right here is funny as fuck. All right, so that's some of yeah, fuck that. Yo, that shit is crazy though, man. But still, I think, you know, our mindset is real backwards, man. Yo, they did R. Kelly fucked up. I gotta play this though. This is crazy. Oh shit, I forgot. Look at this shit. Detroit mother facing slew of charges after blind 3-year-old son was found in the freezer. If you're not gonna take care of him, give him up for adoption. I always say, any situation is better than being dead. Any situation is better than being dead. Give that man up for, give that boy up for adoption. Let me see. I even never read this story. I just read the title. On Friday, Child Protective Services employees were contacted by an individual concerned about the children of Azoradi, France. As a result, three police officers responded to France's home. While speaking with officers, France acted oddly and was eager for officers to leave. They remained in the house. And during the encounter, the officers located the body of toddler Chance Allen decomposing inside a freezer in a home's basement. The child had gone blind a year earlier. France had a history of child abuse. When Allen was just 2 months old, he was sent to live with his aunt, Tashana France, after his mother lost custody of her 6 children. Wow. She should have never gotten her kids back after that, says Azanti Souls, France's sister. Souls have not seen Allen since last summer. She says the condition of the child during that encounter caused her and her family to intervene. They called CPS and the police department multiple times, but were always told that there was nothing that they can do. When Allen was burned last month, CPS got involved and was supposed to do a regular 3-month checkups. However, Soul said they never followed through. To read the rest of this log on the Border Alert, oh, man. These bitches just be having kids. If they can't take care of them, give them up. You know, sometimes they don't want to give them up because they want to benefit from it on welfare or whatever, or maybe some social security checks or some shit like that. Like, there's always something, man. There's always something going on, man. She looks like a fucking baby herself. How old is she, man? 6 kids? How old is this bitch? She looks like she's one of the children. Babies having fucking babies, family. Babies having babies, man. This can't be. I you know what? I'm not even going to do it. Cause I keep that thought to myself. Only thing I would say is, if you can't take care of them, bitch, protect yourself. If you can't take care of a kid, use protection. If you have them, you can't take care of them, give them up. Maybe another family will take care of them. I don't give a fuck if they life grow up hard, grow up bad. At least they're alive and they have enough, you know, they can, every time you wake up another day, there's another chance to make it right, to make your life better. It's better than being dead in a fucking freezer. Anything is better than being dead and ending up in a motherfucking freezer, family. The devil is winning like a motherfucker, boy, I tell you. They did this nigga dirty.
How y'all doing? It's me, R. Kelly. Hey, you start by touring. When I get out, a new CD is gonna come out. 2051. 2051. New CD, R. Kelly, coming out. Y'all support me. I'm gonna start touring again. I ain't done. No, I ain't done. New CD. What? What? What are you doing? R. Kelly. Hey, you start by touring. When I get out.
That's funny, new son. CD. That's fucked up, son.
2051. Yeah. 2051. New CD. R. Kelly coming out. Y'all support me. I'm going to start touring again.
Oh, shit.
I ain't done. No, I ain't done. New CD. What? What?
All right, yeah, I'm done.
It's me.
Let's see. What? Oh, man. All right, man. That's it for the night, man. Let me see.
Now, you want to start a Boy Scout snitch organization?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to teach and train young boys what snitching is, what telling is, and I want to create a Boy Scout organization. These niggas start telling in school. They the niggas who raise their hand and say, teacher, can I take names and tell you who talking when you leave the class? They the ones in the hallway writing down names in middle school, dropping notes to the principal, to the kids with the bloodshot red eyes that look like they on pills. So they can be law-abiding citizens and great neighborhood watch crime people. We need to train this. We training killers and gangsters. So we need to train, nigga, some confident, snitching, tattletelling young men that ain't scared to tell on now, motherfucker. And teach them how to fight, too. So if you fuck with them by telling, they'll kick your ass. Yeah, we need some strong snitches, nigga.
Now, you want to start a...
Oh, man. Yeah, he's serious. Yeah. He's definitely serious. I got two sides to it. It's a lot of things that I disagree with this dude about. I think he has an agenda. I think he says he put sugar on shit, you know? I think there's an agenda behind what he's doing, but you can't start shit and then run and go tell police. You should know how your people are. You talking shit, disrespecting people, calling them out their name, disrespecting their character, so off and so on, and saying it in a way where it's disrespectful, you know? But on the other hand, there is a certain difference between snitching and telling. If you are a law-abiding citizen, if you are a civilian, You are everyday 9-to-5 person, and so off and so on. That is, you are not about that life. That is not in you. You are everyday Joe Schmo. You know what I mean? Just doing what you have to do to get by and to live. That's what you call a civilian. So if things happen and you tell the police, things of that nature. I mean, in far as the code is concerned, they are not snitching. They doing what they supposed to do. What they gonna? That's not their life. They're not gonna retaliate. They're not about that life. That's the role that they didn't choose. So there's a certain fact to that. Word, a snitching Boy Scout. I just read a comment under that video, and somebody would say, people would have a problem with it until their family is killed, to one of their sons or somebody is killed. They're going to want to know who did that to them. So that's why, you know, a lot of things within our culture is so discombobulated. We normalize the abnormalities of our culture, our living surroundings. Like, we really have layers of things to work on. You know, we really do. We really do. I'm not fully agreeing. I'm just trying to look at certain things from just a different perspective, or a deeper analysis, I guess, however way you want to word this shit, you know. But anyway, I've been on here long enough, man. So I guess I thank y'all for tuning in, man. Y'all have a blessed one. And yeah, I'm out. Peace.